Hello everybody, welcome to Talkboard, Season 2, Episode 7. I am joined today by MPG13, also known
Hi,
as...
Hi, happy to be here. I keep interrupting you.
Oh, it's fine. Yes, train of thought, great thing. Yes. So, today is going to be a bit of a different episode. As I've stated both in the announcement in the Discord and on Twitter, it's going to be more a one-on-one sort of, more like a character study is probably how I'd describe it. I'm going to do one of these every so often, so maybe someone you're not too familiar with in the community, you get to learn a bit more about them and hopefully find that interesting. So let's start with you. So what was your first encounter with iOS in general?
My first experience with iOS? I got an iPod Touch, the fourth generation, back in like fourth grade. Parents got it for me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I definitely only used it to play Minecraft for years. Yes, 9 years, but... that's definitely
Even lie. The first app I ever bought on my first Apple device was also Minecraft.
Oh yeah. That $7 is so worth it.
It was £5 here back when the exchange rate made sense.
Yeah. I guess got the iPod 4, a couple of years later got an iPad mini 1. Mm-hmm. So I was able to go up to past iOS 7. Yeah, I mean, with my iPod, I just used it to play Minecraft, and actually, that's not gonna lie, that's how I got into the jailbreak community too. I looked up, you know, how to get custom skins on Minecraft Pocket Edition. The only way I could find was to jailbreak your iOS device, so mm-hmm. I just tried to do that, and I went through all those like sketchy websites where it's like, oh, press this button to jailbreak, and little did I know, a couple years later, that's actually how we'd be doing it. But
so, what was the point where you yourself think you transitioned from user to developer?
Oh man, I don't think there's really a set point for anybody. It's really just a long gradient, but it was probably around the days of Emu for iOS, if you remember that, with GBA for iOS and the screen recorder and stuff. Yeah, it was messing around with stuff like that. I remember on the Emu for iOS forums talking with a ton of other kind of like-minded people who were interested in iOS. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's actually where I met Justin, where he and I started talking for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
He used to run NJA, No Jailbreak Apps, and mm-hmm. I used my elite hacker skills to get him some of those 25 PP links, the ones from that sketchy Chinese app.
Oh, yeah, the one that used to come with Pangu, right?
Exactly, yeah. And they had a desktop client that would let you install apps. They had their own slanging method. But you needed to install the certificate with their desktop tool. Yeah. But they had a mobile website, and I just changed my desktop's user agent over to the mobile. So I would browse their website, and I could actually just pull out the installation links and put them over on NJA with him. I would send them over to him. I think the first real software, like the actual development work I did, was probably, I mean, aside from widgets and stuff like that, it would probably be Undertime, an iOS 11 status bar tweak for the iPhone X. Mm-hmm. It's a fork of Blake Boxberger's Date Undertime X. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he allowed me to edit his source code, redistribute it, and I think that was probably the first real piece of software that I actually put out, at least that I was proud of. And that was that was about between a year and two ago, somewhere like that.
Everyone has at least one release they never want to speak of again. What's yours?
What kind of language is allowed on here?
Well, anything that I can easily edit out.
All right, so you're gonna have to censor this, but it's called It Counts. It was it does exactly what it sounds like. In fact, I think it might still be on my Cydia repo.
Oh Jesus.
Yep, it's still on there. It does exactly what it says. It counts. It just, you press the button and it adds to the counter on screen. And yeah, that's probably it, to be honest.
Was it just a case of, I can make this, so I'm just going to?
I think I was trying to follow a calculator tutorial. Like, I was trying to get familiar with Objective-C. So I found a tutorial online for how to make a calculator that kind of explained it step by step. And I just kind of stopped following the tutorial. And I just made it so every time you press this button, it would change the string to the number and add every time.
Okay, that's a good one. Who would you say are your biggest inspirations? It could be in the scene, it could be out, it could be people from both sides of it.
Biggest inspirations. First ones that come to mind are probably Justin. Mm-hmm. Because I've been talking to him for years now, since the No Jailbreak Apps days. Seeing the work he did on some of his apps, he let me beta test this one game that he made way back in the day, and it was really cool. I just really wanted to kind of do that kind of stuff too. Yeah, so Justin, Blake Boxberger, I hope I'm saying his name right. It's Boxberger or Boxberger. I don't know. Sorry, Blake. yeah.
He, I feel like I'm going to get a very angry tweet after I edit this and release it.
Just kind of messing with the code that he had open source for Date Under Time 10 or X. Man, I don't know how to pronounce anything, to be honest.
Well, I mean, to be fair, any developer that has put X or like an X at the end of their name, I have no idea what they're trying to do anymore. Because there was Callbar, right? Callbar, I could have sworn that was Callbar, Callbar X.
Oh, you're talking about Cobalt, and having an X in the name of packages Callbar, and stuff. Yes, Callbar.
So Callbar. I could have sworn that was X, and then the year after he releases S. So I'm like, this entire time was it Callbar 10 or is this
or
Callbar
XS.
XS? But like. Mm-hmm. I just please, from now on, developers, don't include like the name of an iPhone in the name of your tweak. I beg of you, please.
I'm gonna do that with the next update to Flashback.
Flashback 12 Pro.
Just gonna be exactly 12 Pro Max.
Oh no. Well, you could call it 13 Pro Max, because then it's even more confusing.
That's true.
And it would also be like thematic as well, because, you know, 13 in the name.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. God, I'm giving you bad ideas. I should stop. yes.
That does that.
So
I'm going to I'm going to start calling Zen HTML 1010 HTML.
Oh, no. 10N.
Okay. Sorry, taking us off topic again.
I mean, it's fine. I can edit this however I want. Blake, Justin, anyone else? Three's a nice number.
Dave. Oh man, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Dave Van Wyk, I think it is.
Is that it? Okay, Van Wyk. Yeah, the UI designer for Installer. Yeah, he helped me actually with the latest update to Flashback. He helped me realize how terrible I was at UI design. And honestly, I'm still really bad, but I'm getting slowly better, I promise.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice list. Blake, Dave, Justin. Shifting it sort of back a bit towards you. What is the piece of work, which it may not be your biggest piece of work, but it's the moment where you said to yourself, like, wow, like doing this is probably like one of my favorite things that I've done.
Oh man, it was probably during the beta stages of Flashback. I'm not gonna lie, Flashback is definitely the project I am the proudest of. Mm-hmm. It's got some bugs and it's got some stuff, you know, I'm trying to work out, but I think it's definitely the package I'm the happiest with out of all of them. It actually supports something like iOS 9 to, I think it still supports iOS 13. I need to double check that since I haven't jailbroken my 10 yet, or I haven't used Flashback on it yet. But Yeah, I think flashback. I mean, during the beta stages, it was just really interesting. I worked with someone who was a former member of the Mod My Eye forums, Grant. He goes by New Destiny, I think, online. Mm-hmm. He invited me to. He kind of formed a beta testing group for it. This was back in the stages when flashback was just a command line interface tool. Mm-hmm. It was something where, you know, you'd have to log in to like open up mterminal or newterm, whatever, go to log in as root, then you'd have to run flashback, then you'd have to select the command you want to do, then you'd have to put in the flash or the setup name, then you have to wait for that to be done backing up or restoring, and then you have to respring after that. It was just a long process, and I think during that it really helped. He put a lot of faith into me, like my ability to turn it into an app, even though the most experience I had with app development was that counting app. But I think it was probably around then, sometime between the beta and the release, just being able to kind of look at this project take place. I mean, I developed flashback over the course of like a year from the very original beta that I started writing the script on and everything, and eventually turning into an Xcode project and then publishing the app to PackX. Mm-hmm. It was just, I think that was probably, you know, the project that I just felt really proud of it.
Mm-hmm. And kind of related, what's your proudest non-development, direct development moment? So like it'll be related to development, but not like I made a thing kind of, is it like a piece of praise you may have gotten from someone or like seeing like a Reddit post that like really made you think like, wow, like this is going somewhere.
Oh man, it probably, I feel like there's a lot of kind of possible answers. Honestly, being here right now could be one of them. I was really honored to be invited. This is really cool.
No worries. Glad to have you.
It was either this or when I first published flashback, I was actually going into the dentist, the orthodontist, and I was getting my braces off that same day. And I remember coming out, you know, and seeing the PayPal notifications on my phone and seeing that, wow, people were actually really interested in this project. Like, there were people willing to pay for this work. Like, it was, people were that impressed with what I was doing. And I think that felt really good.
I think it was, not to sort of toot my own horn here, but I had a really similar moment when I saw Talkboard make the front of our jailbreak. Like, I was blown away by that. Like, I expected, like, it'll be like 30 upvotes, I'll get like 5 people join the server, and like that will be that. And I just have to plug at it every week until like I get to a respectable user base. But right now, I just want to double check. This server has been around what, like a month, and we have 252 members.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, for sure. I mean,
it is crazy.
And especially because I remember seeing like podcast posts in the Jailbreak subreddit every now and then about people starting up this Jailbreak podcast where they talk about stuff. But yeah, I think something that really sets yours apart is the ability for people to listen in live too. I think it's really fun experience being able to talk with the people who are featured on here while they're talking.
There's one part of Talkboard I really like. And it's kind of like what I think sets it apart from everything else is it sort of started. So like right now there's like a huge, I think you can agree with this, there's a huge divide between regular users and developers.
Completely.
Yeah. And I think what I'm doing is I'm helping bridge that gap. I'm helping users see that developers are, they're human beings. Like
for sure.
Like the rest of them. And like they have their own desires, they have their own needs, their own wants, and it's not just a matter of they sit in the room all day writing code and try to appease people.
For sure, yeah, I completely agree. It is really important for, you know, kind of both to, you know, get the feel of each side, you know, just kind of that personal aspect of things.
Like I've had people like say to me like after an episode, like, wow, you really changed my view of this person, because I'd never heard this person talk, and I was like sort of like, obviously I'm paraphrasing, but like they were basically saying like they hadn't really gotten a chance to know them because their only interactions were just reading their tweets and stuff like that. And when you read stuff on Twitter and stuff like that, you don't really get a chance to sort of get into sort of a mindset of a person, to see how a person thinks, how they feel,
Right, yeah,
what
for
they
sure.
want. But yeah, that's kind of what I hope I'm doing. I hope the rest of you agree that like this is bridging a gap between developers and users, and I hope it's something that you guys appreciate. And if you do appreciate, I thank you for noticing. Okay, so I doubt someone has made it this far without like Googling it, considering how much we've mentioned it. But for those really committed listeners, do you want to give sort of a short description of what Flashback is and what Flashback's about?
Yeah, so Flashback is a app that you can get from the Packix repo on your jailbroken iOS device, and it is a setup manager. I guess it's sort of comparable to Time Machine or the Windows Restore Point, just kind of scaled down a lot. It's really just for managing, I guess it backs up and restores your tweak settings, wallpaper, and icon arrangement on your iOS device. And it allows you to save a whole list of setups, and you can scroll through them and restore to any of them at any point. I primarily use it to switch back and forth between, at least back on iOS 12, I used it to switch back and forth between a dark mode and a regular light mode on my iOS device. It's a really quick tool. I'm really happy with how fast it runs. It manages to get the backups restored in typically under a minute, sometimes as low as 30 seconds. And it's really not too complicated to use. You just open up the app, select the backup you want, and it'll go just kind of move all the tweak settings back to where they belong, readjust everything, set the icon arrangement. That's
Side note, you
really
just gave me a really good idea for Flashback. I
really
don't know if Flashback does this already or not, but like day-night cycle switching.
that is something I have kind of been interested in. I would really like, with the new update I'm going to be working on, I would really love to kind of sync it with the iOS dark mode to like kind of do that. Problem is, it would still require a respring. The only thing I can really think that would be a big benefit is adjusting the theme based off of the dark mode, kind of set to like a glyph theme or something. But especially with, I think it's Skitty Block just released a tweak that allows you to set light and dark mode wallpapers on iOS 13,
Does
which
that
is really
require a
cool.
respring or?
No, because actually Apple introduced, when they broke up Springboard in iOS 13, they introduced, I think it's a new private framework that's just for managing wallpapers, and it allowed them to just, it was in the iOS 13, I think beta 6 and below. With a shortcut, you could actually set a day and night mode wallpaper. So I'm pretty sure it's just using that same code, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't personally used it, but that's what it sounds like to me.
This actually, I was gonna say, because I'm pretty sure I remember reading that the reason Springboard is all split up now is primarily for dark mode.
Right. Yeah, I'm
Because
sure it
otherwise
is.
they would have had to like have a respring to make everything dark.
Exactly. Yeah, especially inside apps and everything.
So have you sort of looked into 13 yet and seeing like whether you would have to do a respring for Flashback, or do you think it's just, or is it something you've already looked into and confirmed?
You will need to do a respring regardless, especially just because of managing tweak settings and stuff like that. There are apparently already some tweaks that are kind of doing what Don't Stop the Party did. I think CC modules is one of them that allows you to respring with music playing. So it's kind of like a light respring that still affects tweaks. I
The
would love to see if I
funniest
could
part about
implement
that
that.
is it isn't even an update.
I
Because
know.
of
Yeah, it was completely accidental.
yeah, I kind of commented this on Reddit and kind of found it funny. I said Apple was so sick of waiting for a don't stop the party update, they decided to fix it themselves.
Yeah, they did it themselves. Yeah. Yeah, so it would probably still require a respring, flashback for iOS 13, but I do think when I do get around to updating it, I'm just going to completely change the way it manages wallpapers, and it would probably be an iOS 13 only update because of that. But I would love to kind of implement stuff like that.
Just go all in at that point and make a Swift UI interface as well.
You know what? I actually might consider doing that because Swift UI, gotta say, I love it, man. I love Swift UI.
Okay, final question from me before we move to the community questions. What do you see as the future for you in the scene?
Oh, future for me. I would really love to dedicate more time to developing actual tweaks as opposed to just apps and utilities. I don't have a whole ton of experience developing tweaks, especially not from scratch. But that is something I still want to kind of get around to doing. Problem is, I'm trying to teach myself a lot of Swift, and I feel like working with Objective-C at the same time would maybe slow me down, but it would still be probably worthwhile to make some tweaks done.
Don't even get me started on learning Objective-C.
No, like I honestly still have so much.
Banging your head against a brick wall and just expecting your head to get harder instead of...
I still have so much work to do to like actually be able to do tweaks and stuff with Objective-C.
Do you know how far I've gotten into learning Objective-C and I already feel like giving up? The furthest
I've gotten, how much?
The furthest I've gotten is conditional operators. That's the highest part of my knowledge.
Yeah, no, I think I'm probably best with NS date formatter, and
yeah,
that's
I
just
haven't
because
even
of
to that yet.
Yeah, no, I only got to that like it was just working with Undertime. Like it took me like I actually do feel pretty good, you know, working with preferences and stuff like that, linking that. I did learn a lot just from working on Undertime, but like the actual, you know, the nitty gritty, the stuff you really got to know, I still need to delve into that. But as for my future, I really want to get into iOS app development. I think someone actually just had a question about that in the text channel.
Which we will smoothly segue to now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think app development is really what I want to get into in the future, especially with the introduction of Swift UI. It's just so much easier.
Okay. Yes, so now is the time for the community questions. So first one from W. Braffman, also known as Thanatis. As a developer, is there a project that you want to make that lacks the skill?
Oh man. Probably. I think that would probably just be the update to Flashback. I'm gonna have to learn a lot about the new private frameworks that handle wallpapers, as well as I would like to move away from Bash altogether and have a much better activator integration, because this is actually a really little known fact, but Flashback does have activator integration. Just because it's a script, you can actually run it straight from the activator command line action. But I think the next update to Flashback, I've got a lot to learn before it's going to be ready, but I would really love to have that kind of be a big project for me in the future.
How about in terms of a full project? Has there been a full project where you've wanted to
full
attempt
project.
It, but you've been like, I could not possibly learn how to do this?
There is this one. I had this idea for I'm heading up to university next year, so I was really interested in making some sort of app that would be kind of like a cool like social media for on campus, and I those already exist, so there's really not a point, but just kind of like as a test, you know, just
like Yak basically,
right? Yeah, being yeah kind of like just a social media for everyone on campus, you know, kind of sort it by almost like by the way Reddit does it, where you can sort it by interests and have separate communities with it's like if Reddit was a just with a not so much a forum but a just live chat, I guess, or just a chat room.
So similar to Discord. Yak, just out of interest,
I have not, but
Yak
the way
is
you
exactly
said that makes it sound like exactly. All right, well then I'm definitely just gonna start using that. Yeah,
Yak
so just
is pretty much dead now. I think I'm not even sure if it's still around.
Oh, is it really? I guess I've
I need
gotta
to
make
look this up
then. I got to make the successor.
I think it was called Yak. Was it called
Yak? That sounds familiar. I've heard about that, I feel like.
Yik
Yak. Yik Yak.
That
That's
was the
it.
one. Yes. Yik Yak
Okay.
social media is shutting down 28th of
Oh.
April 2017.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't even know
Oh,
that.
Yak
Wow.
is deceased. Jesus, Yik Yak is gone.
Rest in peace. Wow.
Wow, Yik Yak 2013. Damn. That bet did that even see iOS 7?
Oh,
No, wait,
2017.
2017, not 2013. What am I on? It
Yeah.
started
Yeah,
in
no.
2013.
2017, that was iOS 11 then. So
Yep.
that's right around the time the iPhone 10 was released. Yeah.
Do you want to know what the funny part is? You know what their version of Karma was called?
Sorry, what's that?
Their version of Karma, so like Reddit Karma.
Oh, no, what was it?
Yakama. Can you tell
That's
the dudes who made this are
way
from South
to be
Carolina?
subtle.
Okay, wait, hold on. Oh, is the site still active? That would be. Oh no. Oh, that's so depressing. The site is a 403. Oh.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that is a big rip. Bad request. That is unfortunate. But yes, Yik Yak is basically exactly what you were describing. And I think the reason it shut down is because people just like people got into uni, used it, and then after they finished uni, they stopped using it. Like it never adopted new users. It just kept like the same group of users for that 4 years.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And see, the idea I had behind the project I wanted to work on, which is something I was going to try to work on in Swift UI, but I'm still learning a lot. So obviously, even if it does become a thing, it's like way far out. But it would kind of be hosted by the campuses. Like it would be sort of a plugin they would put on their own website, which would be, I mean, there's still a lot of logistics to work out. Like, how do you filter content? How do you moderate it? How do you handle logins or any heavy traffic that may come through it? But the idea would be accounts would be connected to student accounts, so like .edu emails and stuff like that. And the school would set a format that all user accounts have to follow. So that way they can identify each account that's associated with the student that owns the account. Yeah, so it was just kind of an idea I had, kind of partly or partially to learn about Swift UI, but also something I might actually be able to use.
Right, does anyone have any more questions for him? Flasquack is working on 13.2.2.
Sorry, what's that? Oh,
In
flash.
the
Oh,
chat.
flashback is working. Oh, sweet.
Flaskback, yes.
Flaskback. That is really good to know, though. Okay. Probably gonna still need an update for some.
Can't wait till
I don't know.
someone
Probably.
uses it and then accuses you of boot looping their phone.
This is an official unendorsement.
Yeah,
I have not personally tested flashback on iOS 13. All right. If you're gonna blame anybody, blame Abear1619.
oh, come on, don't give him the ETA kit treatment, please.
Disclaimer, don't go harass anyone.
Right. Okay, new Discord name says Swift or Objective-C. I think there is only one correct answer to this question, and
Oh,
if I
yep,
was Nito
Swift.
TV listening to this, I would cover my ears.
Yeah, definitely Swift. I like Objective-C, it's just too messy.
Objective-C
My
is just
opinion.
Swift with extra steps. Change my mind.
Exactly. No, that's exactly it. It's like when you do I don't know what it's called, but I've seen like on the tutorials for Objective-C, they do some stuff where they like assign a variable or I don't even know. I
I
don't know.
think
I'm
I
just gonna stop
think
talking
I
before I
think a
make
really
myself
good
look
way
like
to
an
describe
idiot.
it is Swift is like using a compass to draw a circle. Objective C is like trying to work out pi to 100 digits and then using that to draw a perfect circle freehand.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Like that you're still going to get the same circle, but like one is like way more effort.
Right. Yeah, it's just might as well go with the easier one.
Yeah, and with Swift
That
UI, I think we're starting to see like Swift really flex its muscles in terms of what having a completely like new approach to a programming language
for
can
sure.
mean. Yeah.
For sure. Especially Yeah, I think Swift, I mean, I saw a graph on like the Apple subreddit or something that was showing how many apps are now developed in Swift, that like the stock apps on iOS. I think Swift is just going to overtake Objective-C entirely in the near future. That's not to say Objective-C will become entirely redundant or obsolete or anything.
Well, I mean, we don't have a thing. We don't have a hooking library that supports Swift yet. So
right, that's true. Yeah, but I think that. I mean, yeah, for jailbreaking, Objective-C definitely is going to be around for a long time. It's kind of going to be what people rely on. But I think overall,
we see a hooking library that supports Swift, because that would have to be the future of jailbreaking at some point.
That would be amazing.
Because asking developers to now learn Objective-C is kind of a pain in the butt, if I'm being honest.
Right. The only reason I can personally think of to learn Objective-C as opposed to Swift is just for jailbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're working on apps that you want to publish to the App Store that you want to maintain long term, it's going to be something that you're really going to need to look at Swift instead.
Yeah. Like, even if the big name developers, even if you don't like Swift over Objective-C, the issue is developers nowadays are being brought into Swift, they're not being brought into Objective-C, and even stuff like Swift Playgrounds, like on the iPad,
right?
Like that kind of stuff is not going to lead to Objective-C developers, and it's not going to lead to people that are passionate about Objective-C. So I think sort of continuing to forge down the path of Objective-C is probably not the wisest of ideas.
Yeah, I agree.
But yes, if that is all. So thank you very much for joining, Micah. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did, yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. Follow on Twitter, @TalkBoardLive, for updates. Join the Discord server, which I will not read the server invite aloud, because it sounds stupid. But it will be on the Twitter, so just check the Twitter, and there you go. The Patreon as well. patreon.com/talkboard. Again, not necessary. The show will always be free to listen to, but you do get nice perks being part of the Patreon members, and that will be that. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next week.